Under the bill up for a vote today, school districts that spend less than $9,400 per student would be able to raise property taxes without first asking voters' permission. Republican Representative John Nygren of Marinette spoke in support of the plan at a public hearing last night. He says the change would help level the playing field for students in lower spending districts.
It's an investment in their future, and I think it's something that's time has come.
The governor threw his support behind the plan last month after vetoing a similar proposal in the state budget. In response to the governor's veto, lawmakers added a provision to the bill that would bar districts from raising their revenue limit if a referendum to approve such a move was rejected within the past 3 years. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.